final investigator interviewed for this program is Dr. Antoinette Wozniak, principal investigator of an exciting new SWOG study, SO533, evaluating bevacizumab combined with chemotherapy and radiation therapy in stage 3 disease. However, prior to discussing the study, I asked Dr. Wozniak to comment on some of the most common questions she receives from practicing oncologists. Dr. Wozniak began our conversation with a question she receives about adjuvant therapy.
Should you use cisplatin or carboplatin? That's a big question. And I think in practice, people like using carbo because it's easier. And it's harder to do cisplatin. It's longer chair time. Some people perceive it as more toxic. And I think that with all our antiemetics and everything we do nowadays, cisplatin is not as toxic as when I was a fellow, which was a while ago. So I think that all the evidence points, even in advanced disease, that cisplatin is just a little bit better, probably. And I think it may not make a lot of difference in stage 4, but it may in adjuvant. So my general response is to use cisplatin when possible.
It's interesting. We do these patterns of care studies where we'll do random surveys at oncologists, and we've done them in breast and colon over a long time, prostate, but we just did our first lung one. And in terms of this issue, there's a pretty big difference between the investigators and the docs in practice. Investigators are pretty much cis, docs in practice, maybe 50-50.
Right.
Is that your take?
That's my take as well.
Well, I guess the other thing is trying to tailor that decision to the patient. And I'm not really sure, you know, I hear that lung cancer patients are sick and they're older, but I don't know what fraction of them are actually younger in pretty good condition.
Well, you know, a lot of the older patients actually are in good condition.
That's
so
true,
I think
too.
You have to look at physiologic age and not actual age. And like I said, I use cis when possible. So obviously, if you feel that someone's not a candidate for cisplatin, young or old, but still might have an advantage with adjuvant chemotherapy, I would use carbo. So there are instances when I do.
And it's interesting, too, that the new ECOG adjuvant trial looking at chemo plus or minus Bev, it's just cis.
They eliminated based on the last update of the CALGB trial now. There are no trials with carbo, except, there's a Spanish trial now that we're waiting on the results of, and that's an adjuvant versus neoadjuvant versus surgery alone trial, and that's carbotaxel, and that'll be interesting to see.
That's a NATCH study, is it?
Yes, right, but it's not a huge trial. I think there may be like 200 patients per arm, so it's not as big as some of these other trials, so it may not give us the answer. So I think that for lack of evidence for benefit for carboplatin, that is why they took out the carboplatin paclitaxel arm.